Okay, let's begin, guys. What'd you say? Yeah, thanks a lot. Okay, let's begin. Okay, yesterday we discussed the three different possibilities in as to whether what creates the scenario that Bas Ishto is usher. Someone's wife's daughter. One possibility we said was that you were Makadish, the woman, the mother, and if you live with her daughter, you're over. Another possibility was you had Nisuin with the woman, Chuppah. And the third possibility was you had Bia with her. Okay? We had all three of those possibilities. And actually, we had said yesterday we didn't know what the halacha was. Right? So I gave you today that in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Beis, in the Mechaber, in Simon Tetvav, what sif was it in the Shulchan Aruch? That was the Pisgei Tshuva. Forgot what sif it was in Shulchan Aruch. But in, you remember which one it was? But in Shulchan Aruch, it's at, what'd you say? It was sif Tetvav. I don't know, it was Simon Tetvav. But the Shulchan Aruch says Bas Ishto Zasser. Doesn't say what you did with the wife. So the Pisgei Tshuva has a long discussion in Sif Katan Hay, where he claims that he's bothered by the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says the Rambam's right, like it says in many Mekomos and Shas. Right? Many Mekomos and Shas. What the Rambam Shita was yesterday? That it was what? Kedushin. No, the Rambam said it was Kedushin. And there, and it says Harbei Mekomos B'Shas, says the Magen Mishnah. Right there in Halacha Zayin. Very strange. Zemavur B'Harbei Mekomos. He says Harbei Mekomos Samachlekes and Shas. There are Heretz Rabbis' Kedushin, the Bryson, Sadi Chesim, Bezi, and Mama said what? Nisuin. What do you mean, Samavur, Baharbi, Mekindus? So, what did he say that he meant? Because the two Makaras we said yesterday, Michael, was the Mishnah Kedushin Daf Nun, and also what? The Gemara Nazar Daf Yubay says explicitly Kedushin. Remember that? We had a way to get out of it, but it was a interesting terrors. But those two Makaras was what convinced the Magen Mishnah to say, Harbi Mekomos, the Rambam's right. So, he's so convinced, the Pisgei Tshuva, that the Rambam is right, that he rereads Tosfos. How does he reread Tosfos? That when Tosfos said what? What did Tosfos conclude, Daniel? Michael, that we need what? Nisuin. What does the Pisgei Tshuva reinterpret Tosfos to mean? It doesn't literally mean Nisuin. What does he mean? He means excluding what? Bia. But the bottom line is that Tosfos also would agree that Kedushin is enough. Okay? So that's the Psak Halacha, it seems. The Psak Halacha seems like the Rambam, and the Pisgei Tshuva wants to reread Tosfos to be like who? To be like the Rambam. He says what? He says Nisuin. All he meant to say Nisuin was to exclude what? Exclude Bia, but he really says that Kedushin alone is enough to create this Isser of Bas Ishto. So that's the first Mara Makom I want you guys to get down. Because we posed in Shir yesterday, what's the Psak? The Psak says the Pisgei Tshuva is, as long as you're Makadish the woman, it's alone enough. As long as you're Makadish the woman, it's alone enough to create an Isser on the daughter. Tyson said Nisuin. He didn't mean Nisuin. He meant Nisuin Ezra to exclude what? To exclude Bia. But really, Kedushin alone is enough. So let's get that. That's what the Pisgei Tshuva points out. That's what he says in Simon Tetvav Sif Katan Hay. And that's the Mestoma, the way we would paskin l'halacha, like the Rambam, that if someone was Mekadosh a woman, and then you live with her daughter, you'd be over what? Echi of Karis. In fact, you'd be Chayiv Misa with Edim and Hasra. Okay? Fine. That's number one I wanted to begin with. We got that clear? That's a big chiddush, but that's what he wants to read in our Tosfos. That when Tosfos said chuppah nisuin, chuppah synonymous with the word nisuin, it was to exclude what be it. But Kedushin, even Tosfos would say it's good. Even Tosfos Maskana, simplest reading of our Tosfos, said you needed what? Nisuin. Okay? That's the chiddush, number one, halacha l'maisa l'din. Okay, number two. Let's get it. We brought up a possibility yesterday. What was the possibility we said yesterday? We brought up a possibility in Tosfos that you would need Bia. Right, Ezra? Tosfos brought up a possibility yesterday that you needed to have Bia with the mother, with the wife, to Asa the daughter. brought up the possibility. He discarded it. But the Marshal in Yevamos and Afsadi Zion is very bothered by the possibility of even saying Bia. Why? Why is he bothered by that possibility of Bia? Of saying that you would require Bia with the mother. Why is he bothered by that possibility? So he points out an amazing thing. I want you to get it. Now, what I'm not going to rewrite the psuk, and we don't have time on the board. But you remember, what was the first pasuk? Let's just do a code word for the two psukim. What was the first pasuk we wrote? Bas bincha, right? So I'm just going to write ervas bas bincha. Ervas bas bincha, which we said yesterday was talking about what? What? Anusasa. The Gemara said that where? In Sanhedrin, and daf ayin hey and aleph. That our Mesorah, the Torah Shabbat Bezer, for Bito Menusasa. Now, it's not literally mentioned, Bito's not literally mentioned in the Pasuk, is it? Only the granddaughters. So we learn from here two things from the Torah Shabbat Bezer. So, Menusasa, and let's, what's the code word for the second Pasuk? Let's call it what? Ervis Ishu Bito, you know, Lo Sigale, that's Bas, you know what, this Pasuk, we're going to have to write in its entirety. Okay? Ervas, because I'll tell you why. Here's a Ervas Isha. Ervas Isha Bita. Lo Sigale. Lo Sigale. Es Bas Bina. Ves Bas Bita.
Lo
Tikach. Lo Tikach Legalos Ervasa. Lotikach Ligalos Irvasa Shara Haina Zima He. What does it also say over there? I'll just write the word Haina. It says in the last word over there. So what do you see from this, says Rabbi Kivager? Amazing, it says the Marshal. Amazing Chiddush the Marshal says. He says, I don't understand. It says by Bas Ishto, it says, Isho Bita Lo Sigale. What does Lo Sigale mean? You have to have Bia with both. Isho Bita Lo Sigale, you have to have Bia with both to be over the Yisr. Right? And what does it say by Bas Bita? Irvasa. Get that down in your notes, guys. What does Irvasa mean? No one of them. Meaning the granddaughter. If you were Makadosh the grandmother and had Bia with the granddaughter, you'd be Chayiv. It's Befeirush and the Pasuk. So if by the granddaughter, right? And that's what the Marshal points out. All the other Arayuses, the Marshal points out in Daf Sadi Zayin. It says what? It says all you need is Kedushin. All you need is Kedushin. But when it says by the what? When it says by Ishu Bita, you need to have Bia by both. That's what the Marshal says. That's why Tosas can entertain a possibility that you have to have Bia with both. Both the wife and the daughter to be Chayiv. Tosas rejects it. But to have the possibility, he says, because it says what? Lo Sigale Mashmi, you need to have Bia by both to create the Isser. But all the other Arayuses, the Marshal points out, by most of the other ones, all you need is to have what Kiddushin? Isha Vachosa. If you're a Mekadosh, a woman, you're also to her sister. You don't have to have Bia to create the Isser to her, what? To her sister, as long as you're Mekadosh, the woman. That's all the Marshal says in Nafsadi Zayin. You got that? No, you follow me? Points out that it says in the Chumash, Isha Bita, it says Sigaleh. Sigale means the Irva, you have to have Bia by both. That's how Tosas by us can have such a possibility. Even though he rejected. So the Or Sameach comes along and says, listen to this. The Or Sameach in Isuri Bia Perik Be'a is Halacha Zayin. You know what he says? He says, what's the din by Bas Bita? What's the din by Bas Bita, Ellie? Bas Bita, all you have to do is have what? Kedushin with the grandmother. Right? Which will create an Isser if you have Bia with the granddaughter. Because it says, Irvasa. So he says, make a kol shekein. If by the granddaughter, the grandmother, all you have to be a Mekadosher, how much more so by the daughter shouldn't Kedushin be suffice? You follow me? That's what he asks. You hear Nakasha? Based on this Marsha, he asks a great Kasha. He says, I don't understand, he says. How could Tosus what? Create a how could Tosus fathom a possibility that you need to have Bia? Kedushin should suffice. If by the granddaughter Kedushin suffices, Ezra. So too, how much more so by the daughter? So how could Tosus bring up a possibility of what? Bia. That you need Bia. Please get it down, guys. That's what Or Sameach asks. According to the Marsha and Nafsani Zayin. How could Tosus bring up what? Bring up a possibility of Bia. Go ahead, Evan. Oh! Then he says, Eidon Shimin Adin. So you know what he says? Dor Sameach? We don't say Eidon Shimin Adin by Kares. Let's point out the Shitas on this. This is a big machloikis. Do we say Onshin Min Adin by Achi Onish B'Dishamayim? Rov Rishonim say Ein Onshin Min Adin. Rov Rishonim. Rabbeinu Chananel and Makis Hayim and Beis. The Rashbam and Baba Basar Pei Chesem and Bezir Maskelim Ute. Tosus and Chulin Kuf Tet Vav and Bezir Maskelim Chometz. Three Rishonim say you say Ein Onshin Min Adin by Karis. Most Rishonim say it. There are those that say you do say Onshin Min Adin. Whose sheet is that? Please get it. The Taisa Rosh and Kedushin and Zayinim and Aleph. Rebbe Lozim Mizrahi. Also an Emor on Oschav Beis. And if we were writing our notes on the Encyclopedia Talmudaic, what would we add on? Dor Sameach as well. Dor Sameach as well says this Beferish and Isuri Biapirik Beis Alach HaZayin. That by Karis, we would say Onshin Min Adin. Dor Sameach says Karis. Onshin Min Adin. So he's asking a great kasha. How could Tosus fathom a possibility that there would be a by Bas Ishto if by the granddaughter Kiddushin suffices with the grandmother to have Bia with the granddaughter? How much more so by the Bas Ishto Kiddushin should suffice? And don't tell me Onshin Min Adin like Evan said, because you don't say Onshin Min Adin by Karis. We say Onshin Min Adin against Rov Rishon. But that's what he claims. And it's backed up by a Tosus Rosh and Kiddushin. Zainov and a Re'im. Now let me ask you, what are the Svaras? Based on what we said yesterday, what would be the Svaras as to whether they say Onshin Min Adin or Onshin Min Adin? What do you say? What were the Svaras we said yesterday? Ain't Onshin Min Adin because why? You might wake up in the morning and have a pircha. You killed him yesterday. Does Hashem, do you ever have a pircha with Hashem? Of course not. Hashem's perfect. So if you say the issue of pircha, I'm just going to write that down. If you go with the issue of pircha we had yesterday, then we would be onshin. Because there's no pircha. Ain't pircha klapi shmaya. There's no pircha klapi Hashem. There's no pircha klapi Hashem. What are you worried about? You can dish out a karis based on what? A kavah chomer? Don't worry about pirchas. What's the other svara we said yesterday? Maybe he did such a heinous crime. Maybe he's not deserving. If you say like that, then we would say ain't onshin min adin, even by karis. Very good, Ezra. If you say because it's an onish, hachi chamur, it's too heinous, then I would still say ain't onshin min adin by karis. Ain't onshin min adin. So I want you to get that nafkamin. Okay?
What would fall under the second category?
What's the second category?
The one we just said, the hachi chamur, that you see.
Maybe he did such a. If a guy killed all his kids by molech, that's such a terrible thing. Maybe this guy lived with what? Bas Ishto, such a terrible thing. Maybe it's much worse than living with the granddaughter. How do you know? Maybe it's so bad, Daniel, and you would still apply the principle Ein Onshin Min Adin by Karis. So that's a good nafkamina. You know what says this nafkamina? Reb Yosef Engel, in the Sefer Esvin D'Araisa, one of the great Gedolei Klal Chafei, he discusses this as to whether you say Ein Onshin Min Adin. So this is a great kasha.
You said we also
can. Yeah, that's a third. We're dealing with that third possibility. Okay, there's also, we don't know how you, is it said by this? Is it said by Karis? Is it only said by Misa? It's not clear. You could go either way with it. Okay, what the scope of the Jerusalem custom is. So, Nochamo, how does Tosus fathom a possibility you would need Bia by Bas Ishto if, according to the Marsha, by the grand, Marsha laid down a rule by a granddaughter, he says, normally it says, little second that, you need Bia by both. But by other Arias, you don't need Bia. Achos Ishto, you don't need Bia. If you're Makadosh, a woman, you're also her sister, you didn't have Bia with her, so what? So too by the granddaughter, you don't need to have bia by both. Kiddushin suffices. So if kiddushin with the grandmother suffices to ask for the granddaughter, so bas ishto kiddushin suffices. How could Tosis fathom what? Bia. Oh, it should be a kol. It should be a kol shekein. So Adam tells me what? Enoshim what? Enoshim benedim. Our answer is what? We don't say enoshim benedim by kares. Like Rov Rishonim are against that, but the Rosemech has a Tosis rush to be backed up on, and there ain't. Okay? And we would have added Dor Sameach in the notes. Okay? So everyone got the kasha? So what's the answer? What's the answer? What did Tosa say? What word did Tosa say there? What word did Tosa say there? Nira Lari to what? David, what was the lashon of Tosa? He says, Nira Lari. He says the word Chayiv. What does the word Chayiv connote? What do you say, David? Chayiv usually connotes what? Exactly. Excellent. Not just what, Karis, but Misa or Korban. That's what the Or Sameach says. Because we're looking for the word Chayiv. Chayiv means Misa or Korban. So if Chayiv means Misa or Korban, then what? Then in a Hanami, you might be Chayiv Karis. If you live with your Bas Ishto. If you just had Kedushin with the woman. But you won't be Chayiv what? You won't be chayiv korban or misa until you have bia with her, at least according to that possibility. Then he rejects bia in the end. It's a beautiful shtickle. So this is the chiddush we want to bring out here, l'maisa. In other words, according to Tosis, Michael, you follow me? You're always chayiv karis. The issue at hand, according to Tosis, whether you chayiv misa or a korban. Now we should just note.
You said korban could be what you mean.
Okay, l'maisa, but chayiv here means, let's say, would be chayiv misa. Okay, chayiv misa. Okay, like I have Misa Lamaisa, you're definitely going to say. Korban's a machlaik, as we said, only according to one sheet, the Ritva. That was a collector's item, he said. Rov Rishonim said by Korban, you can't. Okay, don't like Misa. Good point, Evan, according to the Ritva, but we don't hold like the Ritva. I mean, that's a chiddush, it's not holy like the Ritva. Okay, now, this is interesting because Tosus Andaf Sadi Zayin says Lo Asar. What does Asar mean? What does Emelo Asar? That Tosus is actually pilpling that it should even be what? Mutter. Mutter. Meaning Tosus is pilpling, if you require what? If you require Bas Ishto maybe to have bia with the mother, to ask her the daughter, until you have bia with the what, woman, maybe it's mutter to be with what? Her daughter. So you see Tosus and Dafsadi Zayinov had a lusha emil shalo asar. So this is whole shtickle Torah that we just said is only within who? Within our Tosus. But it's not within what? The Tosin Yavamis and Dafsadi Zayin. Tosin and Dafsadi says, Emesh lo Asar. So it's clear, Lamaisa, it's very clear that we're learning what? We're learning the Skiddish, Lamaisa, only in this Tosus. That's one point. And the second point is, at the end of the day, according to our Tosus, what is the Makar? What is the Din? Not Bia, but you either need what? Nisuin. Or the way we began Shir Pesachei Tshuva, we read Tulsa to say it means what? Kedushin. So obviously you're not learning it out from what? Obviously you're not learning it out this Chiddush, right, at all. We're not learning it at all, Halacha L'maisa. You would need what? That you would need to have what? You would need to have Bia. That's clear, L'maisa. You don't have to learn out from Bat Bita. We learn out from this or Ishu Bita itself, then it means what? This or Ishu Bita means what? It means what? Not Bia. Doesn't mean bia like we thought before. It means either kedushin or nisuin. At the end of the day, but this is all Tosus in his possibility. How could Tosus fathom a possibility you need bia? Okay, that was the whole shtickle Torah we said. Because the granddaughter, it's enough to have kedushin. How much more so the daughter? You'll tell me no shminin. No, you don't say no shminin by karis. Our Tosus though was talking about not karis, talking about what? Chiyuv Misa Korban. That wasn't his topic. In a Hanami Karis, you could get through Onshim and Adin. This is only within our Tosus. Tosus Nivamis on Sadi Zayin says Asar. So obviously Tosus was talking about Karis. And maybe with anything short of Bia, maybe we thought it's Mutter. Kamashman, it's not. But at the end of the day, our Tosus said Nisuin, and we reinterpreted that Tosus to mean not Nisuin, but what? But Kedushin. Tosus was excluding Bia. Okay. That's the second Shtickle Tire. Okay. The first chiddush was the Pesachei Tshuva, Pshat and Taisus. The second is the chiddush second is the chiddush within what? Within the Taisus. Okay, number three. Let's get it. Third mahalach we have to get is as follows. Yesterday, we had a big chiddush, okay? Yesterday I had a bit chiddush, and the Gemara clearly said as follows. The Gemara learns bito me'anusaso from where? What do we learn in this pasuk? What do we learn from 2 to 1? It says heina heina. What did Rashi say in our Gemara? What does heina heina tell me? Heina tells me the word that's referring to a daughter here. So we know the daughter. And how do we know this pasuk talking about Nusaso? That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin I Hamid base. Right, there are two things that are missing in the first pasuk. Number one, we don't want to talk about an onus. We learned that out from my hand base. And what's number two we're missing, Michael? What's the second thing we're missing?
The onesh.
That we don't know Bito at all. Okay. Right? This puzzle is only the granddaughter. So we're learning from Heina Heina Bito, and we know from Anusaso from my hand base that's talking about the case of Anusaso. Okay. Now, how do you know Srefa?
Zima.
Zima, Zima. What, where does Zima come from, Rashi says? Chamoso. Excellent. Your mother-in-law. It says Zima there. So you get Srefa with your mother-in-law. Zima, Zima. We learn what? Says Zima here, that if you live with your what? Your Bas Ishto or Bas, or granddaughter of yours, you also get Srefa. And then we go what? We shoot back up. Please guys get this. What did Rashi say by us? Number one is what? Heina, Heina tells me what? In the Gemara it said, Heina, Heina tells me what? That the daughter's usher, Anusaso, because it only said the granddaughter. And what do we learn from Zima Zima? Daniil? We learn Srefa. But then what do you have to also add on? There's a third step that's not in the Gemara. The Gemara, it's missing in the Gemara. What's the third step? Then you shoot back up and say what? Once I know that what? You get Srefa from what? For Bas Ishto or Bas Bas Ishto. So Bito Anusaso through Heina Heina will also get what? Srefa. Does everyone cop that? That's what Rashi said by us. But it's a little difficult. That's what I wanted you to see the Marshal and Sanhedrin. The Gemara by us did not elucidate that second step. It did not elucidate it. It should have said Heina, Heina, Zima, Zima, and Heina, Heina again. Avi, read that Tosh Yishonim there in Gimel Amud Aleph. I didn't give it to you. I forgot to. I told some guys in Seder. Vaasya Zima, Zima. Take a look inside. Vaasya Zima, Zima. Please look inside that. Go ahead. Ah! Ubito! The Ein Lahak shows. Havalela Maymar. So it should have said Heina Heina again, no? To bring it back up, it should have said Heina Heina again. Natana, you follow me? Heina Heina tells me that this pasuk is talking about Bas. This one is also talking about Bas. Because it only said granddaughter. And Zima from Chamosa to Zima, this one tells me Srefa. But then you got to shoot back Heina Heina, tell me Bita Min Sosa gets Srefa. So why didn't the Gemara say Heina Heina again? Ezra, you got me? The Tosha Shonim is saying, why didn't it say Heina Heina again? You follow me? Ezra, Nachamo. Srefa, Zima, well, how do you know this is talking about daughter? Heina Heina. Because this one said granddaughter. This one that says Befeir's daughter and granddaughter. So the daughter also tells me that this is also daughter. Heina Heina. How do you know that the Bas Ishto gets Srefa from Chamoso? Zima Zima. But then I shoot Srefa back up to Heina Heina, Bita Me'asoso. The Gemara only said what? Heina Heina, Zima Zima. Shoot Heina Heina again. To shoot the Srefa back up from Bas Ishto to Bat Anusoso. Bito Me'anusoso. Yes. And the Gemara didn't do that. So Frek the Tosha Shonim, why didn't it? Go ahead. So what does the Tosha Shonim say? It says like Rashi and Sanhedrin. What does Rashi say in Sanhedrin? That's the Rashi I want you to see in Ayin Hamid Bey. It's amazing. You know what Rashi says in Sanhedrin? He says like this. Once you do Heina Heina, yes, mm-hmm. You take the word Zima and put it up here as if it was stated explicitly by what? By Bita Minusaso. Then you go Zima of Srefa directly to what? To Bat Bita Anusaso. So that's the Gemara. Heina Heina. And the Heina Heina puts the word Zima as if it's explicitly where? in Bita Minasaso, and then you have the Sreifa from Chamosu, which you learn directly to what? To Bita Minasaso. So it comes out that it is direct in the Gemara. Heina, heina, zima, zima. That's it. The Marsha, what you just read at Avi the Tosha Shonim is exactly what Rashi says in Sanhedrin on Ayin Heina Beis, Dibra Maska, Asya Heina. Different than our Rashi. Our Rashi creates a whole stop system. It's like the three phases. Heina, heina, zima, zima. Then you got to do heina, heina again. Well, why did the Gemara say it? Our Rashi's a Pella. That motivated Rashi in Sanhedrin, says the Marsha, to say like the Tosha Shonim. That what do? Basically, is what you go ahead and when you do the heina heina, you put the word zima there, and then zima chamosa goes directly to what zima of what bitum yanusaso. It'll also go directly to what to this one too to bitum yishto, but it'll go direct to that. This is why Rashi and Sanhedrin switches it around. The Marsha points out that Rashi and Sanhedrin switch it around. That's exactly what the Tosha Shonim said, because the way Rashi by us explains it, it's a little difficult. It should have said Heina Heina. Darach Lanier points out that this klal is called Dover Alamed Imchozer Umalamed. There's something called in Kachin Dover Halamed. The Arach Lanier is in Sanhedrin. Dover Alamed Chozer Umalamed Olo. In other words, the way that you have this here is a little difficult. Dover HaLomed, something is learned, Chozer Umalamed, Olo. Does it go back and teach, or does it not? Meaning, it's a little bit difficult the way Rashi Bayas sets it up. What does Rashi Bayas set it up? The way Rashi Bayas sets it up is what? First, you got to go Heina, Heina. So you tell me Bas is from here, the Bas goes to there. Then you tell me Chamoso Zima is Zima, and then you got to shoot the Sreifa back up to what Heina Heina again. That's a Dover Halamed Chozer Malamed. You are taking something that already was what? That was learned, and you have to what? Now it's got to be used again. That's a in Kachim, we definitely don't want to do this. Kachim Loosim. So maybe the Gemara was uncomfortable doing that here, that you have to make a stop in the middle. You know, Dover Ha'alami Chayzer Malame. In other words, you don't want to. It already taught something, so you got to stop. You got a stop gap, and like you go from Chamoso to here, and then you got to teach it again. That has to teach again. The Gemara was uncomfortable with that. So let's take the word Zima that we have here with the Heina Heina, put it here, then we can go Yashar to here. We don't want to use it again. We don't want to use this again. It already was used. We already used to teach once. Now you're going to use it again to teach? We're uncomfortable with that. That's why Rashi and Sanhedrin was motivated to say what he said. And that's what the Marsha said that as well. Okay? Rashi by us, I don't have an answer for. Don't have an answer for. Very difficult the way Rashi says it over here. The Gemara should have said Heina Heina again. And if it said Heina, Heina again, that whole system is difficult. Because you're like using it twice. Which is a klal and kachim. And here maybe we should strive not to as well. So I don't have an answer for Rashi by us. But Rashi certainly have an answer why Rashi and Sanhedrin was motivated to do. That's what the Marsha is driving at. Okay? Clear? That's the chiddush we want to bring out here. Yossi, you had a question? Go ahead.
Heina is bringing then two words.
I can't. What do you mean?
Heina is going to bring and Zima?
Heina will, too, according to the Marsha and Sanhedrin, Rashi and Sanhedrin, yes. The first Heina Heina tells you that what? Bito is in this pasuk, but it also places hermeneutically the word Zima as if it's in that pasuk. Correct. It's accomplishing two things. But once it's as if it's placed explicitly, you can learn Tzrefa by Chamoso directly from Chamoso to what? To Bito. Be'anusoso. You don't have to make you don't have to make a stop here back here again and have it taught again. That's what it means. Dover halame chozer malame. Okay, something that taught once, it's got to teach again. You don't want to have to use it twice. That's what the Aruch Lanier is in Sanhedrin 9 Hamid base. Okay, that's the third chiddush that we wanted to bring out. Number four. Okay, number four. Let's get this. Baruch Hashem, last year I was able to publish my first Sefer in memory of my father-in-law, Zatzal's 10th Yortzeit. Okay? One of the simanim, I'd like to give it, have him sell it to you guys, but I have to keep the last four for the family. We published 300 of them, and we only have four left. So I have to keep them. But some of the guys from last year have it. And in the Sefer, I have a simon on the suin. Okay? So I want to discuss with you now this concept of Nisuin. Okay, and then we'll get to the Taisus, and then we got to discuss Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Tosos brought up a possibility. We in fact thought that was a Pshat and Taisus, Nisuin. Piskachuva thought said that's not true. But certainly the Pasha Pshat and Taisus, you need Nisuin. For Bas Ishtu Yasun, I want to stress what Michael said in Zeder. It was very nice. Very important comment that he said. He said, when we talk about Bas Ishto, who are we talking about? Who are we talking about, the three different shittas? What you're doing with the mother. It's clear in the Torah that the daughter you're having bia with. The question is, what did you have with the mother? Do you require bia, the other polar kedusha, or do you require nisuin? But it's clear in the Chumash that you're having bia with the daughter. In other words, Michael said to me, what would be the din if you're makadish the daughter? And you had bia with the mother. Whereas you live with, you're married to the mother, and you have Makadosh. It's clearly that's not the topic that Tosfos is talking about. You're not over the Isser of Bas Ishto being Makadosher or being under the Chuppah with her. It's one of the Arayas of the Chumash. The Arayas are talking about the Isser Bia. Dov, you follow me? It's a good point what Michael was saying. But we're talking about what was done with the mother of the daughter. Okay? Those three possibilities. So what does it mean, Nisuin? What is Nisuin all about? So, let's note as follows. Ezra, you got me? Let's get this, okay? Let's focus. And everyone's tired. Well, mice. Okay, let's get this. The din of Nisuin. What is Nisuin all about? What is the concept of Nisuin? Okay? What does Kedushin accomplish? What does Kedushin accomplish? Asher's the woman. Akuli Alma. Kehektish. Bezim and Bezim Kedushin. The woman is prohibited every man in the world. That's what Kedushin is. Kedushin is holiness. But what does Nisuin accomplish? Nisuin creates a heter between the chassan and the kala. He can be with her. That's what Nisuin is. So is Nisuin a separate kinyan? Kinyan bifnei atzma? Or is Nisuin the gemar of Kedushin? It's really not a kinyan. It's really the conclosure of Kedushin. It's the gemar of Kedushin. Dov, you got me? Is it a separate kinyan or is it a gemar of kedushin? Shai, you got me? Let's get this down. Two possibilities how the suin works. Is it a separate kinyan or is it a gemar of the kedushin? But its purpose is it creates a chasam lekala. Bizmana gemar used to wait 12 months between the two of them to ready the woman for jewelry, and the chasam can raise money for the what? For the suda. How do we commemorate this gap of 12 months? Rashi writes in the Tshuva, Tosfos quotes in our Pesachim, we read the Ksuba. That's why you read the Ksuba between the Kedushin and the Nisuin. You know, he puts the ring on her finger, that's Kedushin. What's the Nisuin? Different sheet, as we said yesterday. We'll say again today. But if it's the sheet of being under the Chuppah, you got to create a gap. Read the Ksuba. If the rabbi's going to speak, he should speak then, not at the end of the wedding. Rav Shecht always told us, you don't speak at the end of the wedding, you should speak in between Kedushin and Suin to create the gap bigger. This is the notion of the Suin. Now, what would be a few nafkiminis? Number one, Baal Korcha. Can you do this Baal Korcha? Can you do Kedushin against her will? Yes or no? No, you need her consent and das. Can you do Nisuin against her will? No. Ezra, though, in the beginning of Maseches Ksubas, there's a Tosus on Bezim and Aleph that has two days. Can you entertain a Havamina to do it against her will? Can you entertain a Havamina to do it against her will? You can't in the end of the day. But can you entertain a Havamina? So if it's a Gemar, then what? Then yes. If it's a separate Kenyan, you need her consent like Kedushin. This chiddush was said by Rav Mordechai Rogoff Zatzal. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Skokie, great Gaon, in his Sefer Ateris Mordechai. Okay? That's number one. Ryan. Number two, Ryan. Number two, Nafkamina, rather. Okay, Ezra, in the end of the day, you can't do it. But could you entertain a Havamina? 2 days in Tisus, in the Sechus, Ksubis, the Ramaskal, Nises. Bays, Amar Alf, and Tisus. Okay. The Rav loved the second possibility. He called it like Asaras Hamonea. What's Asaras Hamonea? That it prevents what? You take away the stopgap. There's something stopping you from living with her. The fact is, you haven't had Nisuin. Nisuin, once that's done, it takes away what? The stopgap. It allows you to be with her. It allows you to be with her. So one nafkamina is Baal Korcha. Entertaining a Havamina. I'm going to write Havamina. Havamina. In the end of the day, as we said, you can't do it. Second nafkamina. Almanas. Shein. Ksus. Shir. Ksus. Okay? A guy's Makadosh, a woman. Shir. Ksus. Va'ona. Guy wants no responsibilities when he's Makadosh, a woman. He's Makadosh Almanas that he doesn't want to give her mazonos, clothes, or ona. Conjugal rights. Is that good or not? Machloikes tun Reb Yudah, Reb Meir. Reb Meir says a Tanah Mashakosa B'Torah is not a good Tanah. Reb Yudah says a Dover Shem Mamon. The Tanah is what? Is good. The Rav said, when did these Chiyuvim kick in? When did these Chiyuvim kick in for the Chasen of the Kala? At Kedushin or Nesuin? Nesuin. He's not Machloikes to sustain her and give her clothes and conjugal rights. It's usher to her. So why does the Gemara present the Machlokes? I'm a Kaddish, I'm an Asher, Shir, Ksus, Mo'ona. The Rav asked, the Kiyuvim don't kick in B'Shas Kedushin. They kick in B'Shas Nesuin. What's the answer? Nesuin is just the Gemara of the Kedushin. It's not a separate Kinyan. That's the nature of Nesuin. The Rav wanted to bring a Raya that Nesuin is considered to be the Gemara of Kedushin. It's not a separate item on its own.
Why can't you say it's a separate item? Because all these things are
it's not though, so you wouldn't. You, it should have said Hanose. Someone does Nesuin Amanas. Why does the Gemara present it as a Mekadesh, Daniel? Because Nesuin is really nothing, the Rav said. It's just not that it's nothing, but it's a Gemara, the Kedushin. Even though you're right, the Chiyuvim kick in only when you remove the stopgap. But it's not a separate category, Ezra. You follow me? That's why the Machlokes is presented Mekadesh Amanas. You're Mekadesh. Underline the word Mekadesh Amanas. That's the key word. It's in Ksubis Adafnu Involv. Omer Aleph. Okay? So that's another Raya, the Rav said. Another Raya. We see that what? There might be another Nafkamina, we're saying. That Nesuin is a Gemara. I'll give you another Nafkamina. Tosfos says in Kedushin, Adaf Yudah and Adaf Masa Kol Aboyo, he quotes Rav Nisim Gon. What does Rav Nisim Gon say? That for Kedushin, Rav Nisim Gon. Tosfos quotes him. For Kedushin, you need Sof Bia. For Nesuin, all you need is what? Ascholas Bia. Ha'ara would be enough. Why? Because the truth of the matter is, if you're Mekadosh a woman with Bia, you're going to need Sof Bia because that's a Kinyan. But Nesuin just is a gemar of the Kedushin. So you don't need Sof Bia. Tchilas Bia would be enough. Because not a separate Kinyan, Evan. That's another what? Nafkamina. That you see, it depends how you view Nesuin. Is Nesuin a Kinyan or is it a gemar? Three Nafkaminas we're mentioning. Okay? The Rav liked the second possibility that it's a Hasara Samonea. Yes, if you hold that Nesuin is just a Gemara of the Kedushin, then you don't need a complete Bia. Ha'ara would be alone enough. If it's a separate Kinyan, then you would say you need what? Complete Bia. Okay. Now the truth is, there are many Nafkaminas also that emerge from this. More. Let's say Shlichus. Can you appoint a Shlich to do Nesuin? What do you say? Can you appoint a shliach to do Nesuin? Go ahead, David.
Yes, Gemara Kedushin, then we should have the same din. As
I would have thought like you're saying, but the Rav said no. Because if it's a Gemara Kedushin, it's Asaras Milah, it works Mimela. You don't have Bailas on it to control it that I what can appoint a Shliach.
Oh, but with Kinyan you would have Bailas.
But if it's a Kinyan, it's a separate Kinyan, you have Bailas, you can appoint a Shliach. So the Rav said another Nafkamin is a Shliach. If it's a separate Kinyan, then you have Bailas on it. You can appoint your own Shliach. Just like by Kesavan Shar, by Kedushin. But if it's a Gemara, it works automatically. The Torah takes over and says, you did it, it works. But you don't have governing ownership over it to the degree you could appoint a Shliach. And that's why the Rav, the Dagon Ravovin Yordea Simon Shin Mem Beis, the Dagon Ravovin Yordea Simon Shin Mem Beis, you know what he says? That you should not help the Chassan. The Chassan should not appoint the Rav to do the Bedekin, to put her veil over her head. You should do it himself, the Chassan. And the mother shouldn't help of the Kal either. Rav was against that. The Notam Yudah says you can appoint a Shliach. The Rav said, who says? If the suin is a Gemara Kedushin, you better make sure the Chassan does it himself. Whenever a Masada Kedushin, but I always tell the Chassan, you do it yourself. Don't you let anyone help. Don't let the mother of the Kala help. Don't let the Rav help. You do it yourself. And if she starts helping, put it back. Have her put it back so you do it yourself. That's what the Rav said. If you hold a separate kinyan, then fine. Shlichus would work. Because Bedekin is one of the definitions of Nesu'in. Another Nafkamin. Eidei Kiyum. What's Eidei Kiyum mean? What do we say Eidei Kiyum meant? Remember we said what Eidei Kiyum is? For getting in Kedusha without Eidim? It's not a what? It's not a good get or a good or a Kedushin. They're quintessential to the Kedushin and getting. By Dini Mamas, what are they called? Eidis? Livruri Adamer. Would you need Eidus Lekiyumi Adamer for Nesu'in? Nor Sameach in Pirik Yudah, because he just has a suffix. He has a suffix as to whether you need Eidei Kiyum. So what would you say, David? If it's what a Gemar, then what?
You would not.
No, it happens in Mela, then you would not. But if you hold it to separate Kiyum, like David was saying, then you're going to what?
Need it.
You're going to need it. If it's a Gemara, it happens to be Mela, so I only need 80 Kiyum on the Kedushin. I don't need 80 Kiyum on the what?
You need on a Kinyan 80 Kiyum, you
need 80 beer. Yeah, but 80 beer is not Likuva. Remember we said that was a difference.
So you don't need
80 Kiyum. 80 Livruya Dabri is not Likuva. If I lend someone money, he still owes me money without 80.
Do you need 80 Kiyum on a Stav Kinyan?
No. On a Stav, it's Dini Mominus, you know.
This is what we're about to sue him, though.
Because this is Ishus. If the separate kin's like getting the Kedushin. It's creating the heter from the chassan to the kala. But if you hold it to gemar, then it happens in mevela. All you need it, Alex, is on the kedushin. Okay, so that's another nafkamina. Do you need 80 kiyum? Okay. Now this brings us to the following. Yeah, quickly, Ron. Go ahead.
But isn't that assuming that that kedushin and nusum would be on the same level? If you're going to say it's a kinyan, then.
Yeah, it is. It is the same because it creates a new state in Ishus. Creates a new state in Ishus. You know what also would be very fitting? Do you say a Brei Pri Agafen? Do we say a Brei Pri Agafen under the chuppah for Nesu'in or not? Yes or no? You tell me. What are the two brachos you say by Kedushin? Brei Pri Agafen, Hitalanas Arusos. Then you say seven brachos for the Nesu'in. You say another Brei Pri Agafen. What are you saying a new Brei Pri Agafen for? Doesn't that imply that it's a what? A new Kinyan. Correct. Brei Pri Agafen would seem to imply that it's a new Kinyan at least. We're Mafsik in the middle. Right? So you could go either way with that, Lamaisa. It could very well be that what? That the fact that we say a new Brei Pri Agafen shows it's a separate Kinyan. But maybe it's really a Gemara and that's why we got to create a what? A Hefsik. So you could go either way with that. And another nafkamina would be, what about Shechianu? Why don't we say a Shechianu on Kedushin? What's the answer? Because Rabbi Yosef says that in the times of the Gemara they had a 12-month gap. And they had a 12-month gap, so therefore what? She's not mutter to you. She's not mutter to you for another 12 months. So it's like you don't say, well, you buy a new house, right? You don't say a Shechianu before you put a mezuzah in. You're not living in it. So too by Kedushin. But bisman hazeh, we do kedusha nisuin the same time. So why don't you say shechianu? So what's the answer? So Rabbi Yosha says, how do you know? Chas v'shalom, maybe your marriage won't be good. Maybe it won't make you happy. You don't say a bracha. And he also says, it's interesting. That's why he says you don't say a shechianu on what? On kedusha. But what does Rabbi Yosha not discuss? Why don't you say shechianu on what? On the suin. Why doesn't he interpret that kasha? What do you think the answer is? So it could be what? If Nisuin is just a Gemar, the reason why you don't, if you don't say it on the Kedushin, you're not going to say it on what? On the Nisuin. But if Nisuin is a separate what? Mitzvah. So why don't you say a Shechianu on the Nisuin? So number two, it's the same thing. Maybe you won't be Mesameach. Or like the Shach, you only say Shechianu on a Mitzvah that has a Kavua Zman. And Kedushin Nisuin have no Kavua what? Kedushin Nisuin have no Kavua Zman. So let's get that last mahalach again by Shechianu. Shechianu, why don't we say Shechianu on Kedushin? Because during times of the Gemara, you had to wait 12 months to be with her, to live with her. So you don't say, well, Shechianu, when you buy a house, we don't live in it yet. But Bizman Azeh, when we do Kedushin soon the same day, you should say Shechianu on the Kedushin. So the Yosef said, Chas v'shalom, maybe your marriage won't be good. So you won't be Mesameach. Okay? But why does the Rebbe Yosef deal with, why don't you say a Shechianu on the Nisuin? So if you say, let it to Gemara Kedushin, then just like you don't say a Shechianu on the Kedushin, you're not going to say it on the, it's a Gemara, on the Nisuin. But if you say Nisuin is a separate mitzvah, why is there no Shechianu on the Nisuin? So what's the answer? Either what, God forbid, you won't be happy, Chas v'shalom, or number two, like the Shach, you only say a Shechianu on a mitzvah that has a Kavua Bozman. And since Kedushin Nisuin is no separate special Zman, you can get married anytime you want, right? Therefore, we assume what? Therefore, we assume the halach is that you don't say Shechianu. Okay?
What are the nafkaminis?
What'd you say?
What are the nafkaminis? Like,
seven nafkaminis, Daniel.
I'm saying the Shechianu.
How you answer why you don't say Shechianu. Right. That's the nafkaminis.
So it would be that you would say Shechianu if it was a separate kinyan?
No, we don't say Shechianu, but you got to answer according to both. If it's what, that's what we just said, right? If you hold the suin as a gemar, you don't say Shechianu on the Kedushin, so you're not going to say it on the gemar. If it's a separate kinyan, you got to come up with an answer. Either you want, guy won't be happy, God forbid, chas v'shalom, or because it's no kavuas v'zman. So the nafkamina will be how you'll answer that kasha why you won't say Shechianu. You follow me? So these are seven very good nafkaminas that we are mentioning how you view Nisuin. Now, I want to stress to you, Elliot, I think you're asking me in Seder, when we talked about chuppah doesn't mean bia. It has to be ru'uyah bia, but it's not bia. That's by a besula. What's the kinyan of Nisuin? By a besula. What's the kinyan of by a besula? What's the kinyan? The yichud. The yichud is the kinyan. Are you allowed to have beer rishon or the besula on Shabbos Friday night? Yes, but aren't you being koner? No. You had the yichud Friday afternoon before Shabbos. By a besula, the yichud is the kinyan. By an almona, since she's lived with a man already, what's the kinyan by a widow or a divorcee? The bia. She's not makna herself until she has bia because she's had bia already a one time with another man. So she's not makna herself till you have bia as well, because she's already had bia. The psula doesn't need to have bia to be kona her. So by an almana, you need to have what? The bia is the kinyan. So in Chapsa Nafkamina in Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber Nechol Shabbos says, a psula, the Machaber writes in Shulchan Aruch, by a psula, it's usher to have what? The kinyan to have yuchu with her Friday night. But the B is permissible. The B is permissible on Friday night. Because the kinyan is the yichud. You can't have a kinyan on Shabbos. By al-almona, Michael, what's the kinyan? The B. So the B rishon on Shabbos is also with an almona or a divorcee. Because that's a kinyan. That's a kinyan. You can't make a kinyan on Shabbos. That's a tremendous nafkamina between the two. Okay. Now, this leads us to the following, okay? This leads us to the following. There's a lot we have to see here, so I want you guys to get this down. Please get it now. Following Mahalach, we got to get this following Mahalach, And then we have to do the Toiskut, and then we got to go to Mahalach and Rosh Hashanah. Okay? I want to now ask six kashas on the concept of Nisuin. Okay? Six kashas. Okay? What are the six kashas on Nisuin that we want to ask? Number one, there's a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you have a chuppah's nida, the chuppah's not good. Why not? It's not ruya labia. You have to push off the wedding. But the Rambam writes, amazing, that if you said sheva brachas by mistake, he says in Pirik Yud Halacha Vav, you don't have to repeat the sheva brachas. Why don't you have to repeat the sheva brachas? It's a nothing. Shai, you getting this down? The chuppah's nida, according to the Rambam, is not acceptable. Because chuppah is nesu'in according to the Rambam. But it's not ruya labia, she's a needed. But if you said the sheva brachas by mistake, you don't have to repeat it. Why? I'm just going to write, instead of steer of a Rambam, write sheva brachas. So that's the code word for this kasha. The Miri asked this kasha on the Rambam. Why don't you have to repeat the sheva brachas? The chuppah's nida was nothing. Second kasha. The Rambam is soser himself. The Rambam writes that chuppah is yichud in Pirik Yud and Hilchos Ishus. And what does he say in Pirik Chav Beis? What's the definition of Nisuin? Bringing her into your domain. If she dies and you brought her into your domain, you inherit her. And you gain exclusive rights to annul her vows. The Rambam in Pirik Chav Beis, Moshe, is not saying Yichud. What is he saying? Haknasus L'Rishus. You can have a multitude of people there. As long as you bring her into your domain, that's called Nisuin. Which is it? Is it Yichud or is it Achnas L'Rishus? The Rambam Pirik Yud says Yichud, Pirik Chav Beis, he says Achnas L'Rishus. Second Kasha. Stira Barama. What is Nisuin? Make up your mind, Rambam. Third Kasha. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Yuma that we set up a backup wife. A Kohen Gadol, always when he does the Avoda, must be in a state of marriage. Beso zu ishto. V'chiper ba'ado v'ad beso zu ishto. If his wife dies, we set up a backup wife with his Makadosher. That should click in. Now, if his wife dies on Yom Kippur, how has it become valid? The Kedushin dash Nisuin. It's not Ruya Labia. You can't have B on Yom Kippur. It's one of the Isurim. Tasher Shemitah Zasser. The chuppah is not ruya labia. How do you accomplish beso zu ishto? That's the third kasha on the Rambam. How does he understand the whole Mishnah Yuma? She's not ruya labia. A fourth kasha that one must ask. What is the Mishnah saying? Ksubis on mem chesem and aleph. Maser ha'av l'shluche habal. Once the father gives over his daughter to the domain of the chassan, it's a nisuin. Done. It's a nisuin. He's chayev to what? Sustain her, give her clothes. Everything. Masara av nisluch batza mishnim ksubis mem chesem raf. How can the Torah quote five sheets is what nisuin is? We said it yesterday. Yichud, bedekin. Rambam says Yichud, Tosin Yuma says Bedekin, the Ran says bring her into Zushus, the Ramah says standing under the chuppah with the Chassan and Kala, and the fifth sheet is standing under the chuppah with the Chassan and Kala and having the meal and the Sheva Brachas. How do you have five sheets? The Rishonim are struggling how to define Nisuin. Why are you struggling? It's an explicit Mishnah. Mosra Av L'Shluchi Abal. Why are they struggling to define what Nisuin is? The Mishnah says explicitly it means Hachnosis L'Rishus. Maser Av L'Shluchi Abal means Hachnosis L'Rishus. L'Rishuso. He brings her into his domain. Mem Chesem and Alfik Subis. That's the fourth Kasha. Fifth Kasha. What's the din? The Gemara says Nivomis and Dafnun Tes. The Rambam writes in Trumas. Hilchos Trumas Pirek Zayin Alech Chafalef. Yesh Chupul Upsulis. What's the din if a Kohen Gadol marries an Almana or a Kohen marries a Grusha? Can she eat Truma or not? What's the halacha? Yesh chuppah l'psulus. No. She loses her privilege of eating truma forever. Rav says, yesh chupa lepsulis. What does yesh chupa lepsulis mean? What does yesh chupa lepsulis mean? The chupas chal to mess her up. She loses her privilege of eating truma. Kohen Gadol married a Kohen married a Grusha. It's a chupa to mess her up. Why is it a chupa to mess her up? It shouldn't be ruya. It's not ruya labia. So we should say it doesn't get off the ground. Gemara Yevamos Nun Tesem and Alf Nun Zayinim and Beis. Rav says yesh chupa lepsulis a pella. The Rama requires a chupa ruya labia. Why does it destroy anything? So it's alive. So it's not really needed. So why is it chal to mess her up? And lastly, number six, the pasuk says in Chumash in Parshas Chayesara, Vayavarchu is Rivka. They blessed Rivka. Tosus says in Ksubis, on Zionim and Bez Maskel Shenemar, the pasuk shot in the pasuk is talking about Birkas Nisuin. It's too early. It took 3 days to bring her to Yitzchak, to have Yichud. What are they saying Birkas Nesuin for? What is Lavan doing? Vayavarchu es Rivka, he blessed Rivka's beloved sister with a Birkas Nesuin. It was too early. According to the Rambam, Yichud is what? 3 days later when they did Yichud. How can it say Birkas Nesuin? What's the pshat in the pasuk? Pshat, Vayavarchu es Rivka. What's the pshat? These are the six kashas that we're asking. Okay? Regarding what Nisuin is. And the answer is based on one of the great chidushim of one of the great gaonim, Rabbi Naftali Trump, Zatzal, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in the Chavetz Chaim Yeshiva in Radin. He is medayik from the Rambam. I want, if you look in the Rambam, please, in Pirik Yud Halacha Beis, you know what he says? If a woman is anita, he writes the following lashon: Lo gomru hanisuin, chupas nida. Rambam says lo gomru hanisuin, lo gomru hanisuin. That's his lashon. Lo gomru hanisuin, vahari kiarusa adayin. Vahare he ka'arusa adayin. What does that mean? Strange lashon Rambam. Guys, please look it up. Lo gomru hanisuin vahare ka'arusa adayin. What does that mean? It's like quasi land. And why does he say lo gomru hanisuin? Says from Naftali Trump, there are two dinim in nisuin. There are the financial responsibilities that are implemented once you have nisuin towards your wife. And then there is the marital elements that come about. Then there are the marital elements. What is that accomplished with? So a chup is needed. This nisuin is not completed because you have the financial element that has begun. But you don't accomplish the marital because she's not mutter to you. So you're ke'arusa. But on the other hand, the nisuin have been started. There's a din mominus and a din ishus. Once you say like this, din mominus and a din ishus, then all the six kashas fall like a domino. It's either a din, there's two din in, the din mominus and din ishus. Plug in the answer. What was the first kasha? Chupas nida. You don't have to repeat the Sheva Brachos. Why not? Chupas nida is nothing. It's chal regarding what? The dinim mominus, dumb. Because she's not looking to you. So, but at least it's chal. You have the dinim mominus. You got to support her now. You got to give her clothes. So the Sheva Brachos you don't have to repeat. Bidi Yevin, it's chal. Number two. Stira Barambam. What's the answer? Hachdos Surashus accomplishes what? The dinim mominus, meaning you gain exclusive rights to what? Annul her vows and you inherit her. But regarding the marital element, what do you need? Yichud, Daniel. Hachnas just like the Ram will help you for dinim mominus, but not for ishus. Number three. What state of marriage must the Kohen Gadol be in? to do Zavor and Yom Kippur. What's enough? The financial is enough, correct. You don't need the marital elements. The financial elements are enough. Even though you're not mutter on Yom Kippur, so what? But at least the Dinei Mamonos Chiyuv will set in. That's all you need to be in that state of Nisuin. Number four, how are the Rishonim struggling how to define Nisuin? It's an explicit Mishnah. What's the answer? The explicit Mishnah is regarding what? The Dinei Mamonos. Regarding the marital element, they're arguing what you need for that. The Ran says the same thing is good. Hakdas l'Rishus. Ram says, no, you need Nichu. Another Shita says you need Bedekin. The Rishonim are arguing what you need for the marital element. Number five, how can the chuppah mess her up? That if a kohen got a mirror or a kohen mirror and a grusha, why does it mess her up? Because the guy with the financial elements, it messes her up. The right to eat truma we're labeling as financial. And if her marriage was bad, it's chal to mess her up. And she'll lose that privilege forever. It's not really to be on the marital side. But on the financial side, it's good enough to mess her up. And number six. What's number six? What's Lavan saying of bracha? It's too early. It's chal regarding what? Financial. Because what does the Sforno say on that pasuk? Amazing. Do you know what the Sforno says on that pasuk? Maser ha'av. L'shluchei ha'baal. When he was dead, Yisur, but the brother was in charge. He gave her over to Eliezer. Shluchei ha'baal. He was a shliach ha'baal from Yitzchak. Why is the Sforno saying that? Because it was called a what, Mordechai? A nesuin. Regarding the what? Dinei Mamonos. So the bracha was good. The bracha was good. Do you know what every Seder Kedushin, there's a bracha you give the kala. What Lavan said to his sister Rivka, most Messiah can just say it, I say it. There's some that don't because Lavan was a bad guy, but others say no, Lavan, even though he's a bad guy, still said a bracha to his sister, so we should say it too. So this answers all the six kashas regarding the suin. That there are two elements of Reb Naftali said it regarding this skupas needed. To answer why the Sheva Brachas, and to answer the first two kashas. We're taking the Chiddush of Rav Naftali and answering the other four. So if you want, you look in the Sefer, it's in Simen Yud Aleph. But this is critical to define the Suin. Taisus said it was enough to create Bito Ishto, Bas Ishto. That you have Nisuin with. You got to know what Nisuin is. Pischichu said Taisus didn't even mean Nisuin. He meant to exclude Bia. Kedusha would suffice. But that's not the Pashpashan Taisus. Okay, so we have to understand the seven nafkaminas in the suin. Is it a separate kinyan or gemar? And then we got to answer the six kashas that there are two elements in the suin. Chlor. Okay, we got this. Let's now do the taisis quickly inside, and then we got to go to Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Let's quickly read the taisis inside. Okay, Reb Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Michael, read the Tosfos really quickly. Who said Heina Heina Zima Zima? Rava in the name of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Go ahead, read the Tosfos real quick, guys. Look inside. Dom or what?
Dama Rava Amar Alo Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Yish Magdihin Rav.
Some in making a correction and said it shouldn't be Rava, it should be Rav. Rav is a first generation Amora. Go ahead.
Assumed Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Haya Rava Shal Rav.
Because Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi was the Rav of Rav, not the Rav of Rava. Rava was a few generations later in Amoroi. Go ahead. Kidamar.
Kidamar repair kolabasar. Ika tana diatnai lirav. Tichol. I wasn't sure if this was tichol.
Kal. Kal's an udder. An udder of a cow. So there's a whole shiloh about the milk of an udder of a cow. Because if you have milk of a, comes out of a cow that's slaughtered, check that it's only also in Rabbanim. Because we're afraid maybe some meat got in it. Maybe. They asked kal of shchutim in Rabbanim. The question is, though, by the udder. What's the question by the udder? Because the udder is even better. Because why? Because it's inside. Didn't touch the meat. It's inside. So maybe the Gemara is a suffix whether it's going to be mutal lechanchila or not. meaning the din is you're supposed to rip up, the Mishnah says in Chulin, Kuf Tesavanav, you're supposed to rip open the udder, take the milk out. Whatever, you don't rip it, and you drink the milk that comes out of there after you shechted. So Gemara says, according to one Lashon, it's mutl achila, according to other Lashon, it's usher. So the Gemara says, when Rabbi Elazar made Aliyah, he found Ziri, and they said, who's the Tana that taught Rav Kachal that it's usher? Go ahead. Who'd they point to? Rabbi Yitzchak? Right, it's because it's kind of a miracle. Rav Kachal, Achvel Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Dimi. They showed that it's Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Dimi who taught Rav. So you see, Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Dimi was who? The Rebbe of who? Rav. So you should correct Rav up and put in what? Rav. Go ahead. Yes, the third parak in Shabbos.
Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Rabbi Dimi, Pam Echad Nichnasti Achar Rabbi, the Beit HaMerchatz Bechulei.
He followed Rabbeinu HaKodesh to the bathhouse. Go ahead. Now, they asked the whole Shiloh about Kli Sheni, Kli Rishon. There was a canister of oil to heat it up in a bath, in a bathtub. So he said, if it's a Kli Rishon, a bathtub's a problem. So he said, put it in a Kli Sheni. Then it would be okay. So you see, the Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Dimi lived during the times of Rebbe. He was a Tana. Go ahead. The Perek Basra? So it's impossible that Rava lived during the times of Yitzchak Rav Dimi, because in the day when Rav Yehuda died, Rav Yehuda was the Talmud of Rav. Rav was born, right? You follow me? Rav Yehuda was the Talmud of Rav, and when Rav Yehuda died, Rav was born. So Rav lived far away from what? Rav. And Rav Yitzchak Rav Dimi was above Rav. So it couldn't have been Rav, it had to be what? Rav. You have to change it to Rav. Go ahead. So that's the first shot at Tosfos. Go ahead. Vomer Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos argues, he says you can go Ris Rava like we have. Go ahead. Because Rav and Abai argue, we learned this. Go ahead, Vomar. Go ahead. How do we know Bitum and Nisrafin? We saw that inside. I give you a copy of that. Go ahead, Amar Abaye. Excellent. Rav Amar. Oh, so you see there was Rav and Abaye. So Rav and Abaye were colleagues. So it is Rav. So we're stuck. But I thought Rav didn't learn the times of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Go ahead. Excellent. You have to say there are two Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimis. There was one who was a Rebbe of Rav, right? And there was one that was what? That was a Rebbe of Rav later. You have to say there were two different ones. And the truth is, the Taisa Rosh and the Taisa Baba Basra, Taisa Rosh adds on, that Yitzchak Bar Avdimi of here was a colleague of Rav Chista. The Gemara has a Menachas. So he's a colleague of Rav Chista, Chavra Rav Chista, and he was like, kind of like what? The Rebbe of Rava. So that's what Tais says. All right, very good. Excellent, Michael. So, on Sunday, I know it's Som Gedalia, but on Sunday, we're going to start Chazara for the week. Okay? That means I'm going to, instead of the Mar Makomos, I'm going to give you questions, and I want you to go inside, you look at your notes. If you don't have notes, you could copy. Elliot has notes. David has notes. Whoever has notes. Jonathan has notes. You'll get notes. But I want you to go inside. The Gemara Rashi, the Tosis, Evan has notes. Everyone has notes. You help each other out. I really want to do this shtar. It's a Seir Shmei Tshuva, which we're going to talk about now. We should do it over Rosh Hashanah. We should know this daf. You know the Gemara has a Lashon Yish. Oh no, Lama B'Shachas. Rebbe Elazar Bar Dodoy in Avodah Zarah was boiled every zone in the world. And he felt so bad, he cried out to Hashem, he died because he cried so much. The Gemara says he was Kono, a Basko came out that he got Olam Haba. So the Gemara says he was Kono Loma B'Shachas. So Rav Moshe once said about someone that there was a fellow who was Kono Loma B'Dafecha. I want to know this Daf Klor. So I'm going to give you questions from in the Shiurim, but also we should know it inside. Everyone will get 100. It'll be easy. Easy? Well, question is whether we'll have the Mechina on Thursday or the day, first day we come back. Which one you guys want? We'll see next week. Okay, you'll let me know. You want on Thursday? We'll see. I'm not so sure. Maybe it's better the first day afterwards. Maybe it's better the first day because it'll mechayev us to learn. And I'll even, like I said, I'll make a sheet of chazara of which we should, each day during the break, what I would recommend you do, the which Gemara and the Taisvis. So we'll decide next week.
We're gonna finish.
We're only gonna do it in a week. God willing, we're gonna finish. Okay? I don't want anyone to be afraid of the Bechina. It's for us to be good that we'll know it. Chaza, we'll know everything up to where we're on Gimel of an Aleph. Okay? And it won't be cumulative. You follow me? So you won't have to worry about it for the next one. Be very easy. So we'll have to decide. But please, everyone should be here on Sundays. We're going to do it on a fast day. We'll start on Sunday. We'll do that throughout the week. So instead of the Marma Kumas, I give you questions. We go over every question this year. We get the answer. And you go through it inside. We'll have to see about, remember I said I'll call every Chavrus over for like 3 minutes just to make sure you know how to read a line. Okay? That's all. We'll do that. We'll have to figure out when we'll do that. We'll do that maybe one Seder. Okay? But don't worry about that. You worry about the questions, but I want you to be able to know how to do it inside. Inside and outside, both. Okay. So we'll start that on Sunday. Let's begin discussing Rosh Hashanah. Okay. I want to begin with the following. Let's get this, guys. Very, very important. We worked very hard on this. I was asked to speak about Rosh Hashanah and somewhere. So I think what we have to discuss here is the following kasha. Why, in essence, was Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur? It would have been very good that we end the year with a clean slate, Hashem forgives us, and then we begin the new year with a clean slate. Why does Rosh Hashanah have to come before Yom Kippur? In order to answer this kasha, we need to look at the essence of Rosh Hashanah. And people can go through their whole lives, they don't realize what the meaning of Rosh Hashanah is all about. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Tet Zayin, Dirshu Hashem Bihimatso. We seek out Hashem and we find Him. Biyoso Karov. And He's right near you. Eilu Asar Yomim Ben Yom Kippurim Ben Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is labeled as the Aser Simei Tshuva. It's a fifth of the Aser Simei Tshuva. Why? On Rosh Hashanah, the meaning of the day is our obligation and mandate to coronate Hashem as the Melech. It is our commitment to Him that we are making Him the Melech the whole day in davening. You should look at the maximum for it. If you don't understand it, you should say, I am now making you my king. It is a commitment to Him. It is not about me. There is no Al-Khait. There is no Ashamnu. Because that's focusing on me. Rosh Hashanah is not about me. It's about the Eibishter. About HaKadosh Baruch Hu. About the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Melech Machiyam Lokim. That I am making Him my king. And this is critical that it is the beginning of the year and the beginning of the Aser Simei Tshuva. Because if you want to embark on a road of tshuva without making this commitment, it's meaningless. You need 2 full days devoted to making my commitment to Hashem that I am coronating Him. Then you can embark on the road of tshuva the rest of the 8 days. That is why it is the part of Aser Simei Tshuva. And that is why it is the beginning of the Aser Simei Tshuva. Because without it, who are you doing tshuva to? Who have you committed to? Who have you made pledge of allegiance to? And it's not transactional. Oh, I'm doing this, forgive me. No. You apologize to someone, oh, give me Carvel's. My daughter does something wrong to me, oh, take me to Carvel after she apologizes. It's not like that. There's no transaction here. We are being mamlechim as the melech malchei hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 2 whole days. We don't eat nuts, the Ramah says, because it's gematria chet. What's wrong with chet? Because it's not about us. It takes away from the focus. Do you know in Eretz Yisrael, maybe in your yeshivas, Nusach Ashkenaz, they skip the line, Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha? You skip that line. Chatanu. It's not about us. There's a big machlokes in the poskim. Can you ask personal bakashas on Rosh Hashanah? According to what we're developing, it's not acceptable. It's not about us, Rosh Hashanah. It's about being Mamlech Hashem. We have to realize this in a very strong way. Do you know how many psukim are there in Malchiyah, Zichronos, and Shofros? Each section, 10. First three from the Torah, second three from Ksuvim, from Tehillim, third three from Nevi'im. Beis Yosef says, because from some Tehillim, it's a higher Madrega before Nevi'im. And the last one is a pasuk from Chumash. What's the last one in Malchiyah? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Gemara has two days. What happens if a guy only said Shema Yisrael? He didn't say all 10 psukim. Would you be Yotze? So Rav Hutner Zatzal writes, you would not be Yotze. Why not? Because Shema Yisrael is accepting a pre-existing Malchus. What must we do on Rosh Hashanah? Not accept the pre-existing Malchus. What do you have to do? You have to coronate. You have to be Yitzer. Shema Yisrael would not suffice. And this is why we are judged on this day. We're judged for what we did the whole year by Hashem on a day where we make this Pledge of Allegiance. Not where we're what? Okay, the rest of the 8 days we're supposed to treat ourselves as a Beinuni. You know, the Balatanya begins, Rabba said Beinuni Ani. If Rabba the Amir said Beinuni Ani, how much more so us? But we're not asking for forgiveness. While we're making him the king, that's when Hashem judges us. It's quite appropriate because it's not transactional, like I said. He's judging us on a day we're making the commitment to him. It permeates the day. What's the one part of the day of Rosh Hashanah where we mention our Chatoim? Tashlich. Why do you do Tashlich by waters, though? What does the Gemara say in the end of Hurrius? When they would anoint Malachim and pour oil over their heads, where would they do it? By the waters, by the rivers, by the brooks, so that we're wishing the king well, that his kingdom should spread like waters. Who's the Melech Malchei Malachim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even when we're talking about our Chatoim, what do we do it in the backdrop of? Coronating Hashem as the Melech by the waters. Even the one element of the Chatoim, we mention it with the backdrop of the waters. Because it's not about us, it's about Him. What do we need to do? What do we need to do to be able to coronate him? To put us in the mood and the matzav, the state. The Netziv writes, it's even usher to cry on Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, usher to make tshuva beautiful. But on Rosh Hashanah, crying is usually about yourself, your chatoim. If it's to be mamlech Hashem, crying is inappropriate. Praising him, mamlich him. Bless you. That's why Hamelech HaKadosh, we said, even at night by Meir. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said his Likuva. Mishabrura and Rav Moshe argued from the Rabbi of the Pasvila, said it was okay because Yalav Yavo, if you miss it at night by Rosh Chodesh, not a problem. Or because Rav Moshe said the din is in the morning. But we said that's why you got to be up in the morning because the 3 hours is the din. Let's say what time is Nate's? Nates has got to be about 6:50, most areas. So we should be up by then, learning. Even if you don't start davening then, this is the din. Boys, be ready to be Mamlech Hashem. What do we need to put us in this mood? Two elements. Number one, the Pasuk says, Vahi Bishur and Melech, V'yis'asef Rosh Hayam, Yachad Shifti Yisroel. What is the Matbeya of Rosh Hashanah? What is the coinage of the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah? Rav Hutner Zatzal said. in his Sefer Pachad Yitzchak. If you look in Nehemiah, Sefer Nehemiah, Perachas, it says, V'shalchu manus le'im nachan lo. You're supposed to send shalach manus to your friends on Rosh Hashanah, to people that don't have. Usually shalach manus, we think of Purim. But there's a pasuk, when Nehemiah addressed the Jewish people about Rosh Hashanah, he says, you better be kind to your chaverim. Gimulus chasadim is the matbeya of the Kedushas Hayoyim of Rosh Hashanah. Because if we want to be Mamlech Hashem, we must be Biyachad. Vayi Mishur Melech, Bis Asif Rosh Hashem, Yachad Shifti Yisrael. You want to proclaim and announce that Hashem is the Melech? We better be Biyachdis. There's got to be Gimlus Chasadim. That's the component that's needed to be Mamlech Hashem. The notion of Achdis. Do you know the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says it's a minig yafe to ask your friends for mechila erev Rosh Hashanah? In Shulchan Aruch it says make radin before Yom Kippur. But the minig yafe is because you need gimlus chasadim on Rosh Hashanah. To put us in that atmosphere of being mamlech Hashem. That's number one component. But number two component is the Marab Brisk. The Marab Brisk writes, do you know it never says the word shofar once by Rosh Hashanah in the Chumash? It's an amazing thing. Not once. Where does it say the word shofar? By Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. And the Gemara in the end of Rosh Hashanah learns out all the halachas of shofar Rosh Hashanah from Yom Kippur Shel what? Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. What happens on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel? The Avonim go free. The real estate goes back to the original owner. You blow the shofar Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. We learned it on Sunday. There's an element of freedom, liberty. That's what the shofar in Rosh Hashanah is as well. There has to be a feeling of liberty and shichrur. We transfer all the halachas from Yom Kippur Shel Yovel to Rosh Hashanah. We also transfer the concept of shichrur. We have to free ourselves from all the gashmias, from the dollar, from the jealousy. We have to free ourselves from the taivas, to allow yourself to be a true ben charen, ein locha ben charen el mi, she'osik b'toira. Rav Shechter Rav Shlita once pointed out this, what does it say in Halal, in Tehillim? Ani avdecha ben amasecha pitachta lemoseirai. What does that mean? David says, I'm an eved, the son of your handmaiden, you have freed me from my shackles. I don't understand. If you're an Eved, then how can you be free from your shackles? Who you're an Eved to? You're an Eved to Hashem. You're free from the shackles of the Gashmias. Right? It's the time period. You know when Yosef was freed, the Marashah says, Rosh Hashanah, you're not off and off? When was he freed from prison? On Rosh Hashanah. Even though that was a physical liberty, physical freedom, but it relates to what? To the shichur you need to do. We have to put that in our minds. We're not evadim to the NFL. Okay, we might enjoy it, but that doesn't run your whole day. Run your whole week. It's a side thing. Very much on the side. Certainly on the Yom Noroyim. Meshachur ourselves. How can we mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we're chained down to these things? We need the Gimlus Chasadim to be a chavur, to be a mensch, a bal nidus. Number one. Number two, we need the element of shichur. Free ourselves so we can be Mamlech Hashem. This is why Rosh Hashanah must come before Yom Kippur. This is why it is a fifth of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Because it is needed, it is quintessential as a prerequisite for the road of tshuva, to make this commitment to be mamlichich in its purest way. That's why we should be medaktik and pas palter. We should only have pas yisrael, the Shulchan Aruch says, during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. No entamins, no freihoffers, we said, because we're judged as a sibur and as a yochid. As a sibur, we weren't makabel this gezeira for the rest of the year. But as yechidim, during at least Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we can do it. This is what we strive for. strive to be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the greatest level possible. So it's interesting that if there's parts of what the davening we don't understand, what we should do is what? Think in our minds that we are being mamlich Hashem. And that's why it's toned down. We don't eat to our heart's desire. If you eat four helpers, you eat three. Three, eat two, we said. You don't say hallo. Sifra chayim, sifra meisim, niftoch, matemur, mishira. It's toned down. It's a simcha, but not a simcha gemur. That is our pledge of commitment. It's not accept. It's not enough to accept it. We have to actually make the commitment. We have to actually make the commitment. So I want to wish everyone a shnas chayim v'shalom, all your mishpachas, good health, happiness. Try to chazer, as we said, sleeping during the day is really not ideal. Try to chazer one thing at a time, l'maisa. We'll start on Sunday, b'ez Hashem, the tzom, on tzom gedalia. Go one day at a time, b'ez Hashem, we'll have that. But may you daven well with a lot of kavanah. May be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and may Hashem grant us with a chesimit right away. La'alter chayim tovim l'shalom. Immediately. Even though we're supposed to treat ourselves as Beinoni. But may he grant us la'alter chayim tovim l'shalom. And he'll be able to see that we're sincerely being mamlechim, and he'll judge us b'ez Hashem accordingly. For the safer of Chaim Tovim L'Shalom. Okay, everyone should have a Shnas Chaim L'Shalom, a good Yom Tov, and a good Yor.
Yeah, no. Simcha
Simitova. You and your Mishpachim. That here Yom Kippur is Friday. Oh, okay. Okay, all right. See you soon, Tony. 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 I'll keep trying. Call, okay? All right, see you soon, Tony. 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 Yes. Here you are. Can you give it to Avram?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now let me get the cell down.
Okay.
About the Shiloh. I don't know if I'll be able to answer it before. For sure.
So what should I do with making...
Stick with what you're doing.
Stick with what I'm doing?
Okay. I mean, you want to be able...
I can make a Hatar and Nadarim whenever.
So yeah. Give me your phone number. I'll tell you next week, but in case I come up with the answer.
Okay, 201.
Yeah.
450.
Yeah.
7263.
Great.
Yes. I had a question.
Yeah.
We had a difference between a Betul and Almana, whether the Bia or the Yichud's
yes.
opinion. Is it possible that it could be a Betul Almana? And then what would you do?
We would treat her like a Psula. When I mean an Almana, I mean she's lived with a man already. A Ba'ula.
Right.
I should have written a Ba'ula.
Okay.
Yes.
So
very good.
That was
she's like
question.
A Ba'ula, yeah, Ba'ula.
And then when we were discussing the two possibilities of the Bito Anusata.
Could you make sure you respond? Yeah.
When we were discussing Bitel Anusato, and we were saying, how do we learn out that it's Srefa?
Yes.
What is the alternative to Srefa? What would we end up learning out if we don't learn Srefa?
No, it would be Srefa. The question is how you learn it. That's the issue.
Uh-huh.
Definitely going to get Srefa. The question is, is it direct or is it stopped
or
through here?
Or is it
here?
Three steps?
Right.
Okay.
You stopped through here, right?
And Rashi was the three and then...
Right. Rashi by us...
Right.
Says you stop here and go up there.
Rashi
says you go.
Put the
Zima
on top.
Put the Zima on top, right.
Okay.
Like the Taz Yishonim. Taz Yishonim here is like Rashi Sanhedrin. Very good.
Yeah. Charlie was sick again today.
Okay. Shnas Chayim V'Sholom, Yudim Mishpoch. So I'll let you know, Blina, or I'll let you have to give it. I'm not after a short year.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good Shiloh. It's a good Shiloh. Excuse me, tell you where we're going to be?
I'm going to be in Chicago.
Oh, are you going for a show? When are you coming back?
Sunday. So I don't want to miss here, but Elliot's going to
send me the
notes, hopefully.
Great. Yeah. Okay, you're doing good. Don't worry about it. You're trying the best you can. That's all.
Yeah.
So you'll be on Monday. So wait,
yeah, for sure.
For sure, Monday. Okay, great. Yeah. And then you fly back again.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want to stay in the shiva for a short time?
My parents want me home.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna show on a week from Sunday.
Oh, great. That's great. Excuse me, Tovish. I said shalom. You mishpochi. All right. So you'll be here all next week. Then. Great. Yeah, going on Sunday from New York.
I'm going. Actually, leaving. I'm not sure. I might not be here Thursday.
Oh. I know. What are you flying from to Chicago?
Yeah.
And then going there itself from Chicago?
Yeah.
Because you want to be home for Yom Kippur, you mean?
That's
okay. Why don't you just stay here for Yom Kippur and go from there? Parents want you home?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying, it's just, you know, fact. Then you got to go back to New York again. And then,
yeah. No. It's
so is it a direct flight down from Chicago?
No, it's actually, I'm stopping off in New York.
I got you.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Parents, you gotta keep it up.
But I'm not sure when I have to take the bechina. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll have it. Well, you'll be back on time, right? For
I'm not sure either.
Oh, when you come back for that, you're not
Monday.
Sure. All right, we'll work it out. Don't worry
Sunday
about it.
You'll
take it soon, but chazer, okay?
Yeah,
all right. Well, is that the shit? Okay, good to see you. So the dabbit. Reishi kol shnas chad sholom rotzid l'nafsi. Come on. Domer halome choyzer malame.
No,
say that aval po ata who halomet a kavara malame. Certainly, O Dover Hamalame Choser Malame. The Kilafi Rashi Etzlenu Zamalame Pamayim Beis number two. Atalome Heine Zet Lubito. Akakak Sreif and Sreif on the Lech Po. Is it not Po Pamayim to Amalame?
No. Stein the Lamed.
Stein who Amalame Shezeb Bas.
זה דבר ראשון, אבל אחרי זה לגבי שריפה, קודם זה
למד. לומד בגמוסו לפול.
לשתיים, אז שתיים זה לא?
שתיים ואז, והלך מפול לפול. עוד הנה.
אז זה קודם למד. לגבי שריפה זה למד.
מה זה חלבי? תלמיד או רבי?
תלמיד.
דובר הלומד חוזר ומלמד. השורה האחרונה של המרשום סנהדרין, הוא אומר, לא אוכל הגמרא לעשות את זה. הוא מביא את הרש"י בסנהדרין, הוא אומר, שורה האחרונה, זה הוא מתכוון, אני חושב. אז איך נותר את רש"י אצלנו? אין להם תרץ, מה שאמרתי.
מה, מהלשון של הגמרא?
כן.
זה קשה רק על רש"י מהלשון.
כן, הגמרא היה צריך להגיד, הנה, עוד פעם.
עוד פעם מנהנה.
כבר אתה שישון שלו. אתה שישון, בדיוק כמו רשי סנהדרין. אתה שישון אצלנו, בדיוק כמו אתה רשי סנהדרין.
כמו רשי סנהדרין.
כן.
אבל רשי אצלנו מתרץ את זה. הוא אומר, אם כבר השתמשת עם הנהנה לאיסור, לדעת על ביתו,
כן.
אז אחרי הזימה זימה, אתה כבר יודע לבד, כבר עשינו הנהנה, אז תעשה את זה עוד פעם.
איפה הוא אומר את זה עוד פעם?
ביתו מנוסתו, איי אלפינן מהנהנה.
זה נחלק כבר, זה נחלק כבר. כמו שאמרתי, זה מובן ימי לאו, לא?
כן, אבל עדיין קשה לה, נמח הגמור אלו.
אוקיי, כמה צריך להגיד, שכח את זה.
in Zuchlev. Is it off? It's off, okay?
As a male own chicken, ain't pure kabi shmaya. Well, him's a kachichamur, laya, a dinam ranch, come on, smag. Gamma marnu at the sheva nafkamin is a gabi nisun. Baza marnu, sheish kushios, shakadam the same for the gabi nisun. Marnu to pischachu, a martlechov, shatos me kavain rakla, kadushins, lafuke be it. Gamma marnu should the suvo, the gabi yichu, kinin asur be shabbat, hak yichu, kinin who a yichu, the gabi almonin. Laya machlokes matasa ala bat. Ani amarti vanashelo. A Torah oser bas ishtoy. Is a beer. Aval sheila ma asiti im ima shelo. Av ze manyen ma she omer lo. Okay, if shalad ber ze bofen afuch. Not so many. אני רציתי להגיד לך על זה לפני שיר, אבל אתה מדבר עם אדו. באמת, מה אתה עושה?
אמרתי לך שיעשה מבחן.
מה?
אמרתי לך שיעשה מבחן.
אז מה הוא עושה? הוא יעשה גם כן?
מה שאולי יעשה את זה אחרי החופש, אולי מה ללמוד בחופש, לא יודע.
אני לא, אמרתי להם נחליט בשבוע הבא אם הבחין יהיה Thursday או הדי היה...
בכל מקום,
די ראשון.
חזור, חזור.
כן, אבל השאלה אם מה יחזור אם יהיה בחינה, אז נראה. מה הנומר של עליית? צריך ללכת. There's so much to do. איפה מדברים על זה? אתה אוכל את השביר לראשון?
לא שנה, לא.
למה? זה כל כך הרוב?
לא, מסתדר עם הזמנים עד ש...
הם תוקים... אליאט, how you doing? Hi, thank God. Your Rambam here and also the tape recorder. Alright, so I'll leave the Rambam and the tape recorder on the desk, okay? Yeah, are you going to get it? Get it before Bible, because I don't want anyone to take it. Alright, thanks a lot. Bye-bye. What'd you say? Dabrimas are low. But the shoes were shorter. Ma, Dabrim, I don't know, says that all of
them. Imuma, Imuma, Ma wasa.
Hu boel et Aisha, the mother. Hu rako sekedushin im bat. O serak nisun, a tavart al iser vadashalo. A tormid a bear pass ish to a beer, irvus, a rice.
I want him, was any suin babat. לבועל את חמותו.
הוא כבר התחתן. הוא כבר...
התחתן מי?
נשוי עם האמא שלו. הוא רוצה להקדש את האיש, את הבת עכשיו. זה יהיה אסור? זה לא חל על משנה, כמו שמדפנו לא אומרת.
נו, אז מה השאלה?
נגיד ככה, נגיד שבעלת את האמא שלו בלי קדושין נשוי.
ואחר כך אתה בא לקדש את הבת, או להתחתה. יסו?
זה מדברים.
איפה מדברים?
פה.
פה? אז למה לא, אז למה לא אמרתי את זה? למה לא אמרתי לי את זה? אתה עשית את זה כבר או לא?
עוד לא.
השאלה,
אבל לא, זה לא מתחיל ככה. מה הדין סתם אם הוא קידש, קידש את הבת
right.
ובועל את חמותו? למה צריך להגיד שקודם הוא בעל את חמותו?
כן, you're
סתם,
right.
בסדר נורמלי, קידש את הבת ואחרי זה רק...
אוקיי, אבל זה new way, זה דרך חדשה להסתכל על התמונה, אני אומר.
עד עכשיו הסתכלנו מלמעלה למטה.
עכשיו הסתכלנו שאתה עשית...
קודם קידוש עם הבת.
עם אמא, ועכשיו אתה עושה בי עם הבת. עכשיו אני אומר, אני רוצה לעשות בי עם אמא.
קידוש עם הבת.
כן, קידוש עם רק עם הבת, ועשית בי עם אמא. מה יהיה הדין, אה?
זה צריך לראות, זה
בית
מאיר,
בית
מאיר,
מחייזר. יש בית מאיר על זה. אוקיי, שקוי. הם מביאים את זה פה, לא?
מסתובב.
יעקב יהודי.
מה יש ביום ראשון? חזור אלו?
חזור אלו. התחיל מיד, אמרת להם את סובו. ישר אמר, אתה ראית את זה? שמח, כי זה ינקב. לא מדברים על זה. לא מדברים על זה בכלל. מה אתה מדבר?
פה הוא מדבר על זה, בעוד תורה.
כן, אני שחוס לי גם. Okay, my own Ishma Zo. Okay, I gotta go. I gotta get so many things today. Look at all these things I gotta do. I need me to write. I gotta get script. I gotta buy bar mitzvah gift for my nephew. I gotta buy grape juice and wine, soda, buy soda bottles. You should still use it to Rishima Mishmi. Kam Ishmuchol Gamke? Low Hafe is a Shani and Skorba Moch. Can't hold a score. אתה אוהב לסקור, אתה זוכר?
זה רשימה,
מתחנות.
זה רשימה.
איך האוטו טוב? הוא לא מחל, איש הזה, אבל הוא מחל. אתה חשבת שזה היה רק גריידר. הייתי מוכל, אני מרק לך. הייתי מוכל בעבר המילה. אם זה עדיין דרייבבו, איך הוא דרייבבו בגריד? אתה יכול לדאוג את זה, מה אכפת לי? אבל אתה לא תקלע, אני ראיתי אותך בזה. אוי, יש לך פודה, איך אוטו מראה? אין דין כזה. יש דין רבב, אין דין אוטו.
אני מחלתי למישהו, נכנס לי בתוך הדלת, בדלת, ככה.
כן.
אמר לי שהוא גר במונסי, יש לו הרבה ילדים. לא, הוא אמר שהוא מוכן לשלם לי, הוא לא אמר שזה. הוא נתן לי את המספר שלו, הוא אומר שהוא לא רוצה את הביטוח.
אני מקווה שזה לא יעלה אותי.
כל
זמן זה
יעלה.
כל זמן זה יעלה, אוקיי?
לא תיקנתי את זה. זאת אומרת, לפני...
הצעה לי ממש.
לא?
זה מהסוף של הסכם שאול. אני מאוד מודה לך על כל דבר, גם כפי הבני שמופיע בקסי שכון, אנחנו גם במרגש מחיבה. בשוכון אנחנו מופיעים בקרב יום קיפר. אבל בבקסס הרב פוטנר, מה שאמרתי, מה הפייל של קיסי יום ראשון, אני גינס חסודת. ולכם יפרקץ, ושאוכל מונס להם נוכל מונס.
היית את הדבר.
והיא בישור לבב, ויססי ברוך שם יחד שתיזרוד. צריך להיות כמיס חסודים. כדי להם לך, כל שברוך הוא פה נוכל, צריך להיות ביחד. אז אמר להם בקש מחיר.
לא, באמת, באמת.
אז הוא הסודים. אז תהיה שם כמיס חסודים או לא? אז נהיה טוב כבר, יש... אני מוכן לבוא 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 לבוא